Goodness. We would all understand, well, that's a classical play. If I were to say, even a lot of Shakespeare or Marlowe or Ben Jonson, that's a classical play. We would all agree on things like that. The blur comes, I think, around Ibsen. I think around that
around
time.
The modern age.
I think that there's a line there. I think the blur is actually,
I think what's the hit
what's
is
the guy
modern.
Who just wrote Ernest?
Wild.
I think that's where
I think Wild is a really good.
Well, the thing that's intriguing about Wild is that he wrote in such a modern way.
Yeah, the structure.
I think Wild himself, like Wild, could be a discussion on himself based on how up to the minute and modern some of his writings were.
Well, we talked about when we were doing Ernest. Just last month, we talked about how Wild almost wrote Ernest in a way that's very. Very similar to the modern sitcom. It was very much something that the audiences could relate to. And when we were doing text sessions, we would talk about the locations in Ernest and how they were, you know, not even a block away from the theater where it was first produced.
Right.
And how that was just so relatable to the audiences that first saw it.
Which also, maybe at the time, and if something is written like that these days, it almost seems pandering.
Yeah.
Like, it might not have seemed as brilliant and as funny. It might have seemed like
but I guess my feeling on
Chicago.
I guess my feeling on it was that it was maybe one of the maybe not the first time, but one of the first times certainly where that was a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that it's really interesting. That sitcom idea is so great because you look at Ernest now and it's funny.
Set him
up
and knock
him
down.
But there are jokes that don't work.
Yeah.
There are things that are not as funny now as they used to be, and there are things that are funny to us now because we think of them in terms of, oh, wasn't life so silly back then?
Right.
And I think just the same as looking at, like, older sitcoms now. You look back at something like Cheers, and you're like, well, that's funny. It doesn't relate to us a lot anymore because obviously we would be able to solve this situation in a half an hour with our computer, the internet, our cell phone.
Yeah.
But it's still funny because the jokes are still funny. Some things don't work anymore, but we think that's funny considering the time.
Right. And
I feel that more towards Match than I do towards Cheers. I think since we might have sussed it out, at least for our own satisfaction, what classical and what modern is.
That's important.
I want to go around the room and just briefly, hopefully, individually say what your preference is and why. Like, according to our own definition.
Okay.
That's so unfair.
No, I think that's fair. And can we qualify it? Like, can we give our answer and qualify?
I mean,
no one
has to say that, like, unequivocally, I prefer classical,
right.
And, oh, I just automatically disavowed all modern theater,
right.
And,
okay.
You can't see
for
that.
For our listeners, Brian just made an inappropriate gesture.
Yes.
inappropriate.
Whoever wants to start can start.
I prefer classical. No, the other one. Contemporary. I prefer contemporary because I think it's easier to access, at least for me, at this time living in the 21st century, it's easier for me to access the things that I'm interested in, the themes, the character developments, the inner workings of whatever. It's easier for me to access it because there's not a language barrier, which I find in most classical pieces. Not saying that the language isn't beautiful. What, Emma?
Can I just make an addition to this around the table question, which is if we're like listing, if we're like classic or contemporary, whatever. Can we cite, you know, at least a play as a for instance?
Oh, I don't know.
For
if
instance,
we can do
a
that.
Play that I like. A play that I'm particularly fond of. You know.
Now I can't even think of anything.
Too much? Sorry.
Too
I withdraw.
Too much
withdraw.
For me.
I withdraw.
And that makes me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. But I think it's easier for me to access themes. And I can't. I can say Dollhouse is easier for me to access than
Shrew.
Which deal with similar issues.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. They're, you know.
But not the same. Similar issues. Mm-hmm. But it's easier for me. I prefer contemporary American musicals to classic American musicals. because I think they deal with, that is a whole other can of worms. I think they deal with issues that are relative to me versus issues that
who's wearing the nicest Sunday clothes?
That's right. I know who's wearing the nicest Sunday clothes.
When you feel down and out?
And it's me. So.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right. Well.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm so excited. Okay. So, this is really hard for me. I feel that one is not necessary. I don't have a favorite one or the other. I think that there is more good classical theater than there is good modern theater, but I don't think those classical shows are any better than any of the modern shows.
Okay.
I think that those classical shows have just had a chance to filter through a lot of really bad shows, and that those are the ones that came out victorious.
Okay.
As opposed to the modern shows, which are still having to have that chance to filter through whether this is good, whether this is bad, and so that there are modern shows now that I would say are as good as anything classical. I would say that there are shows now that are as good as what would be considered, you know, Shakespeare's best, or what would be considered even, you know, all of those, like, old Greek, you know, I think I used Euripides earlier. Like, all of those, I think there are plays now that are as good, easily as good as those. I don't think there are as many yet.
We haven't gotten rid of the dross yet.
We haven't gotten rid of the, this play is still kind of being done, and we haven't decided whether it's good or not. I don't know what shows now are going to stand the test of time and also be good. And I think that's a big factor. I don't think one is better than the other. I think there is more of one than the other only because it's had a chance to filter through time.
For every Angels in America,
right,
which I think is one of the better, if not best,
yes,
contemporary,
I would agree,
plays, there is a Spring Awakening, which
it's flashy. Yeah.
It's flashy, but it's not going to stand the test of time.
Spring Awakening, the musical.
Yes.
The musical,
yes,
not the thing.
Which
that
is awful. Don't edit that out. Spring Awakening is
all
awful.
Right.
Okay. For
another conversation.
For an example, I love Faust.
Okay.
I love Marlowe. I think it is an amazing play. I think it's told really well. I think that is not a new story. Other playwrights had told that story.
Mm-hmm.
I think he tells it the best, and I think it is one of the greatest classical plays. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy reading it. I'm entertained by it. I enjoy it the whole time. At the same time, Angels in America, Long Day's Journey into Night, which I consider a contemporary show, and my favorite play. Those are my two favorite plays of all time, and they'd both be considered contemporary in general. But I think that there are older plays that would be on par that aren't necessarily my favorite.
Okay.
But I think that they exist.
Well, this question
right,
isn't about actual quality. It's just about
right,
what you, in
right,
general.
So in general, I would say that is my belief. I think that there are modern plays as good as classical plays that just haven't been able to sift through all the junk. And because of that, we're seeing a lot of bad plays coming out. And we kind of have to view that with at least a grain of salt, deciding whether or not something is going to stand the test of time and be a classic, whether or not we consider something a modern classic, like I would consider Dollhouse to be,
yes,
a modern play that wouldn't be, you know, back when we were just deciding how the theater works, but is still a classic in my mind.
Yes.
So Aaron is a pussy and has no opinion.
Right,
final
answer.
As in all things, I take the middle ground and cower away from any confrontation. All
right.
So for me, it's, I think it's pretty obvious, given that I just wrote a huge blog post about my feelings about Shakespeare, that I'm more or less connected to classical works a lot more than I am to modern works. And I think that a lot of that for me is exposure more than anything. I started going to the Stratford Shakespeare Festival when I was 11, and so I started falling in love with Shakespeare at like a super young age. And I grew up in a house that was inundated with classical books and classical texts and classical theater. And so it's, my problem is that I just haven't read a lot of contemporary plays, to be completely frank, because I'm not attracted to them, and I don't have a lot of people, you know, handing me a contemporary play and saying, you must read this, that's so important, so great. And when that does happen, I read them and I'm like, this is awesome and delicious, and I'll read it in 3 days. But it doesn't happen to me all the time. So I know more about and am more attracted to and am more knowledgeable of classical theater. I'm open to contemporary theater. I just don't know very much about it. And I'm the first one to admit it.
Nature versus nurture.
I would actually love to branch off of that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Closing point.
Yeah.
Is, I think one of the reasons why you prefer classical theater because of that is one of the reasons I really enjoy contemporary theater, because when I go see a classical piece, it's not that I don't like classical pieces. I'm not drawn to them because I know about them. I know which ones are good, I know which ones are bad, I know which ones have stood the test of time, and I know which ones are being repeated over and over. So when I go to see a classical piece, what I'm going to watch is, how is this